of 1 John chapter 4. Well, the entire book, really, because written for that purpose, to keep you centered on Christ, to let you know that greater is the one in you than the one that's in the world, to let you know that you've been given an anointing, the Spirit of God from the Holy One, from Christ, and dealing with the counterfeit. As a matter of fact, in the book of 1 John, you're going to have it written there where it says, these things are written to you because of those who are trying to lead you astray. And so you will find in 1 John 4, the command of God, the call of God, test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Now, when you read it in the context of the entire book or in chapter 4, the issue is, what do they say about Christ? What do they say about the Word of God? Now, in the early church, the Nicolaitans and the Gnostics, the ascetics, the Cerinthians, and later developments of the Gnostics, well, because they were not led by the Spirit of God, but by spirits, they began to teach a counterfeit, de-deified, non-saving Christ. They began to teach not salvation based on the cross, but a spiritual initiation, an evolution of humanity, if you would, to deity. Now, the difficulty there is, again, behind false prophecy and behind false movements like this, whether you look at the Unification Church, how about the Worldwide Children of God, GOG, Moses David Berg, this global cult that involved fishing for people, using sex to draw men and women in, and then sexual abuse. Listen, I've dealt with some of the sexually abused children that were coming out of the cult. How about the Moonies? I've dealt with Moonies, and let me tell you there again, what's the spirit behind Sun, Myung, Moon? What's the spirit behind Moses David Berg? What's the spirit behind Victor Paul Wirewilly and the Way International? So what's the spirit behind Jim Jones? And on and on and on you can go. Now, the indicators, number one, it's spiritual, yes, but number two, it will always have a special revelation that supersedes biblical revelation, consistent biblical revelation, whether the Old Testament, whether the New. It is clear that Christ is going to be the Savior of the world. He's called the Son of God. He's called the Son of Man. But he's also called Emmanuel, God in human flesh, the Logos, God who's come in human flesh. But in every cult system that has ever sprung up since the early church, guess what? In every single case, there is a spirit or spirits that guide the teaching that is not the Spirit of God, but contrary to the spirit of error. 1 John 4 says, this is how we recognize the spirit of error. The spirit of error goes outside of Scripture to come up with extra biblical revelations. The Book of Mormon, extra biblical revelation. The Jehovah Witness teaching on the 144,000 and so forth, or the translation that is used that no Greek scholar would use, the New World Translation, used by Jehovah Witnesses only. No one would use, all because it brings the denial of the deity of Christ, the denial of direct salvation in Christ. Now this is, listen, regardless of your background, maybe you are a seeker, you're saying, wow, how do you sort all this out? Let me tell you, we need to sort it out. Every spirit that does not come from God will teach a counterfeit Christ, de-deified Christ, non-saving Christ, and the Spirit of God in Scripture and through the servants of God will preach that he is God in human flesh, Savior of the world, sinless, gone to the cross, died, rose from the dead, ascended, going to return, and that he is the Savior of the world. And that you can come to know God through him right now. That you can be born of the Spirit of God right now in Christ as God loves you, God seeks you, and God summons you. So the contrast is vast. When it comes to false prophecy, the power and the grip, supernatural, extra or contrary to biblical revelation. And to point three, there's always some kind of promise. You're the elite 144,000. You're the ones that are going to evolve to deity. You're going to become just like God. I mean, there's Joseph Smith teaching in some of his own writings that God evolved, and just as God evolved, you too can evolve and become God. That is exactly what the fallen cherub taught in Genesis 3, in the promise that has never been fulfilled and never will be. The promise to elite knowledge that that literally leads individuals to godhood. Anywhere you see that, you know right away that it ultimately is Luciferic. It is the embedded foundational doctrine of the New Age movement of 2012ers worldwide. Those taking ayahuasca and talking to the spirits among the Mayan temples. They are proclaiming the same teaching the fallen cherub taught in the garden thousands of years ago. They're teaching the same thing that the Christ-rejecting Masonic temples and Albert Pike taught, what Alice Bailey taught, what Helena Blavatsky taught. And may I say, David Icke, in his outrageous, and I must say this kindly in a way, because I would love to engage David Icke and talk to him. In this quasi, infinite love issue that he's trying to promote, that sounds like Alice Bailey. Yet in the teachings, there is a heavy-duty renunciation of Jesus Christ as God, as Savior, across the board. What spirit is that? See, when it comes to false prophecies, not only is it supernatural, coming from dark spirits, though, masqueraded, though, yes, not only do they bring special, it could be because of a vision, it could be because of a special inspiration, a visitation of a counterfeit angel that is giving the new revelation that supersedes the word of God. All that the prophet said, all that the apostle said, all that Christ himself said. So you're going to find that one key factor, whether it's a cult, a sect, the New Age, 2012ers, even remote viewers, military guys, listen, remote viewers tapping into and being tapped into by that array out there. Ephesians 6 speaks about it. The Akashic Records, the ancients called it. But they're getting the same finite, dark, masqueraded as light, spirits guiding them. And those spirits will always teach contrary to Christ, contrary to salvation, contrary to the Word of God being the Word of God, and promise you kind of the spiritual carrot out there on the stick and the string. And the dark side sees you as the donkey chasing it. The Gnostics have never reached godhood. The Hindus, guided by finite spirits in those scriptures, have never reached godhood. The New Agers, after all these years, Helena has not. Alice Bailey has not. Albert Pike has not. Across the board, the supernatural promise embedded in false doctrine, didache, and prophecy, well, it never comes about. It is only meant to deceive, preoccupy, distract, and use those who have embraced it to perpetuate a broader lie. Where do you stand in all of that? And there's those that are Harold Camping listeners right now. I know of one that got angry, I think, at us for saying that the prophecy that we said this weeks ago, that it's erroneous, it's false, it's not based on biblical revelation, not on the words of Christ. It's based on allegory and numerology and personal and private extra beyond the scripture revelation or insight. So it was false from the get-go, but now Harold Camping has the guts to say, well, there was a spiritual thing that occurred in the 21st. Really? What was it? Where did it occur? Oh, it's a judgment worldwide. It's global, he says in the video today. And that God's just simply giving a little more time, but the vast mass, now he's doing it all over again. Now the new date is October the 21st. And so I say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, and I'm a nut. Do you want to be false prophet proof? Now, I'm going to come out with that, I think, towards the end of the week. I might even do it on Thursday night and have it up as kind of a test and some of the elements that you need and that I need so that we can be clear. Because you know what's going to happen right now? There are going to be many thousands, maybe, disillusioned former Harold Camping followers. I have a note for you today, and with the time that we have left, because we had part of the computer systems go out, so we lost about maybe 10 minutes or 12 minutes tonight. But here's what we want to tell you. Simply this on the notes anyway. I'm going to drop down to point C. How to break free. If you've been disillusioned, if you've been led astray, if you've been put out there on the limb and embarrassed, and now you're angry, now you're bitter. Let me tell you this, number one, Jesus Christ didn't do that to you. Jesus Christ didn't mislead you. The Spirit of God has never misled anyone. The Spirit of God leads you to the living Savior that loves you, again, if you don't know him, if he hasn't come into your life, if you don't know him personally and you're not saved, that would be a major and even an eternal mistake. It's not religion or ideas or a conglomeration of extra biblical fake teachings that you're supposed to grip. It is the living Christ. Jehovah's Witness, do you know the living Christ dwelling? Mormon, may I ask you, do you know the living Christ dwelling within by the power of the Spirit of God? I've never met a Mormon that does. I've never met a Jehovah's Witness that does. I've never met a Mooney that does. I've never met anyone from the Worldwide Church of God, or this COG, rather, the Children of God. None. None across the board. So please look back again, if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a revelation that operative in the world are spirits that will bring communication that curses Christ, or at least brings a counterfeit. But the Spirit of God would never do that. So I want to say, first of all, Jesus didn't let you down. Look at him on the cross. He died for you. He was buried for you. He rose from the dead for you. And I want to say this. You want to break free from any kind of false teaching and false prophecy and betrayal and failure? Turn first of all to the living Christ. He is the truth. This is logos in human flesh. This is the fulfillment of all the prophecy of the Old Testament. This is Messiah. This is Emmanuel. This is God. This is the one that loves you. This is the one that, do you know him? Has he come to be in your life? It is proclaimed by Jesus himself that false prophets, the false teaching, the spiritual deception, the goal would even be to come into the body of Christ and try to deceive the elect if that was possible. You can look at Timothy 4:1. The goal of those seducing spirits deceive many. So if you've been deceived, turn to Jesus, number one. Secondly, pour yourself into the Scriptures. You go to the Scriptures. You go to the Gospel of John. You go to the Gospel of Matthew. You pour into the Scriptures. Throw away the extra, throw away the Book of Mormon. Throw away the Jehovah's Witness teaching. Throw away the Harold Camping numerology, allegory. And come back to the Scriptures. Come back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And pour there again and again and again. You know what I'm going to say after 36 years of doing it? Pouring into it, reading it again today. That is systematically consistent. The Scripture in the chapter by chapter, book by book, in the context and Scripture, interpreting Scripture, it is consistent. It is that truth Jesus talks about in the Gospel of John. By knowing it, gnosko is the Greek word, by experientially believing, accepting, receiving the Word of God consistently, it sets you free. The Spirit of God works with the Word of God, not with false doctrine. Seducing counterfeit spirits, they operate in false prophecy and false doctrine, and they can bring attachment when those false doctrines and false prophecies are believed. I have this dear fellow that wrote me today from Ireland, and he was mixed up with every kind. He acknowledged in a large, I might ask him later if I can read without using his name if he wants, all the things that he got into, everything. Many of you listening, maybe somebody sent you this as a CD or an MP3, or you think by accident you've come upon it. But I'm going to say the Spirit of God summons you to the living Christ, summons you to the revelation of God. And I'm going to tell you something about exit counseling today. Not many people have talked about it. There's not many books written in the context of exit counseling. But in the New Testament, the Gospels, but specifically in the book of Acts, you're going to find that all the people coming to Christ were coming out of former religious belief systems, cult-oriented groups, whether it's among the blood cults of Rome, the Greek gods and goddesses, the idols, and so forth. You're finding all over the world at that time, people coming to Christ that once were attached to demon gods and goddesses that involved spirits that brought instruction, teaching, prophecies. That includes the Corinthians, the Temple of Delphi, the women and men prostitutes, the women specifically that were the oracles that once paid, not only could you have sex, but you could get a oracle, a spirit-guided message for your life, but it didn't come from God. So the contrast. Can demon spirits counterfeit spiritual gifts, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, speaking in tongues, and prophecies? Yes. Whatever form dark spirits use, visitations, experiences, dreams, visions, whatever form. Someone can lay their face or their lips on the crystal skull, or take ayahuasca and sit in a Mayan temple, and a demon spirit can communicate, cloaking itself, of course. But the consistent thing is they will always guide you away from the real living Christ, who is God in human flesh, Savior, who loves you, who's come for you. They'll always guide you away from the Scripture, trying to give you something beyond what the Scripture says. Even making you feel that you've got some kind of inside elite knowledge. That is the tactic used in the garden, in the beginning, at the concurrent moment of the fall of the human race. That's the methodology. Christ comes loving you, giving his heart and life and his entire being on the cross, bringing total forgiveness of sin and letting you know right now he's not willing that any perish. God wants you. God wants to come and bring his presence into your life and give you the gift of eternal life. Give you the gift of the Spirit of God so you can begin to get into the Scriptures. Now listen, with our breakup tonight, here's what I'm going to do. We got about 4 minutes left tonight in the show, and I am maybe only halfway done. So I'm going to carry over exit counseling to Wednesday night because that's too important to try to do within 4 minutes or 3 minutes that we have. And that's very important for many believers listening right now, the concept of exit counseling. It begins with the idea of recognizing that there are those who have listened to false prophecy. There are those, listen, believers in Christ, by the billions now, that have engaged the spirit of the new age, that's the spirit of Antichrist, and the giving of a different Christ, the spirit and guidance behind 2012, or old occult streams. It means that evangelistically we can recognize that they already ingrained themselves and are a part of a counterfeit spiritual system. It's very real, but very lethally deceptive, seductive, real powers, a real grip. Didache of Daemonoia in 1 Timothy 4:1. It has the demonic presence in and behind that teaching. And usually with false teachers, and by the way, when we talk about false prophets, real quick here, they are very, in a wrong way, charismatically oriented teachers, and they have a lot of demands and teachings, and it all comes from them, and they alone are the source of secondarily, the second issue, again, extra, beyond the scripture teaching. And that becomes the focal point. Whether that's Mary Baker Eddy, that's Sun Myung Moon, the Divine Principle, that's Joseph Smith in the Book of Mormon. When you have somebody that's gotten by other spirits spiritual content and they communicate it as something above and beyond Scripture to focus you there, you know it hasn't come from God. The Spirit of God will always take you back, first of all, to Christ, to the Word of God. There's going to be no sense of conflict. If I can say it this way, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the living Christ, jive. There is a absolute unified flow there spiritually. Whatever comes from God, dream, vision, charismatic gifting, if it's come from God, the Word of God is flowing with it and consistent with it, and Christ is exalted. Well, in this context tonight, let me say this. By the Spirit of God, by God's providence, where do you stand? If you're listening by the archives right now, worldwide, I want you to know again, this hour, though interrupted, God has come to bring maybe an interruption in your life, to turn your face to a Savior. You can call on Him right now, a Savior who loves you. At the end of the hour, this is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. Hey, God bless you. Remember us in prayer. See you tomorrow night. And remember us in support. Good night.